Okay, well, it's another kind of house that has two rooms, and it's got a long hall, okay? The first thing's a long hall, and then there's a big room that opens off of it in kind of an L shape. What would you call a house like that?
I don't know.
Okay.
Here it comes. Cut it out. And I said he had come and cut it out.
Okay, what do you call a kind of building where several families could live?
What kind of house would that be?
Well, like a bigger building than a house.
Oh, I don't know. What you call it?
We have different sections, you know, different families could live in.
An apartment house?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call a kind of... a house that's like a, I mean not house, but kind of building. It's like an apartment, except that instead of renting it, you own the part that you live in. You have a name for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No. Two-story house?
Okay. What would you call an apartment that occupies the entire level of the building? Whole floor of the building. Usually a pretty big building.
Oh, what you call it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. In most apartment buildings, there's a man or a woman who always does a certain amount of minor plumbing and electrical repair and stuff like that. What do you call that guy?
Well, the maintenance man. If the man is called a maintenance man.
Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's a person who always shows the apartment to people who might want to move in, and you know helps the people who live there with problems, you know, and
mm-hmm.
checks people out when they leave. And what do you call that person?
Manager.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call those kind of houses that, you know, it's a whole house where a family might live? Sometimes they're two-story, in fact, but instead of just being sitting there by itself, it's jammed up against another house. You know, it shares a wall with another house on each side, and there's a whole long thing in these houses. What would you call those?
That's not an apartment house, is it?
No, it's not. It's a real house.
It's
just that they're stuck together, kind of.
Now you're... I heard them talk about that up in Chicago.
Was that on the radio that you heard that?
Yeah, they're talking about different houses. What you call that thing? I can't think of it now.
Okay. What do you call the kind of lawnmower that you sit on and sort of drive like a car?
Drive like a car?
Yeah.
A riding mower?
Okay. And what do you call the kind of lawnmower that has a motor, but you have to walk behind it and sort of guide it?
A power mower?
Okay. And what do you call the kind of lawnmower that doesn't have any motor, you just push it?
Push mower.
Okay.
Hard work.
Yeah. If you were going to plow up a garden in the backyard, you'd probably have to go and rent a what?
Tiller.
Okay.
See, that's new to me.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I've never seen one of them. I just heard talk about it in the last week or so.
Yeah. I used one of those when I plowed up my garden in the back of our house. They're kind of hard to use.
What you do? Walk behind it or ride it?
Well, this one you walk behind, and it's a gasoline-powered thing, and it's got three big kind of... they're blades, and they're... Each blade has about three little cutting edges, you know, and they're about 7 or 8 inches around.
Uh-huh.
And you walk behind the thing, and it drives itself. In fact, it has a drag bar that you push down in the back to keep it from going, running away with you.
Oh.
Keep it from going too fast. And the main work you have to do is keep that drag bar pushed down the ground.
Oh.
If you can keep that pushed down in, then the blades will dig down deep into the ground, and then as soon as you're ready to let it go on a little further and stop digging down, then you let the drag bar just kind of with your hands, let the drag bar up just a little bit, not very much, it'll run off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, let up just a little bit and it'll walk forward a little bit on those blades.
Oh.
That's how the thing works. That's how the one that I...
I just heard of the tiller here on the last week or so. A friend of mine here rents it, and I think he was going out to do somebody's garden in somebody's yard or something.
Yeah, it's pretty handy little thing, really. It's hard work, but not near as bad as it'd be doing it by hand.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are sure going for this gardening, you know?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, last time I talked to my husband, he said that my garden was real pretty color. It was all golden brown.
Oh, good enough.
Yeah, really great.
No water on it, huh?
I guess that's what his problem is.
Well, did your husband play football?
No.